Morning, Mitch.
Now, you go out and see bands pretty regularly.
Yeah, I do. I like to get out there, and I didn't go out last night for once, but I like to go out weekends, whenever there's a gig on or something going on in town, head out to the city. So,
I'm kind of the opposite. I mean, I partly because of this job, because I have to get up very early in the morning, and partly because I'm an old married man, I don't really go out that much anymore. But I was out a couple of weeks ago. I was actually in King's Cross. I think it might have been a Saturday night, and it was about 11 o'clock or so, and it was kind of dead.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I don't have much experience. I'm not going out as much as I used to, certainly. But is that kind of representative of how a lot of it is for Sydney's nightlife, or am I just going to the wrong places?
Like, the last 3-4 years in Sydney have changed dramatically. And these lockout laws are about to celebrate their 18 months of being in effect.
Yep.
And in that 18 months, we've seen a huge change in not only the number of venues that have been opened, they're now closing, but the foot traffic and just the whole vibe of the city after a certain time is just nothing like it used to be. Mm. I come from Canberra, which is a dead city in the best of times. And I used to come to Sydney and just marvel at how you just go out at night, middle of night, there's people everywhere, and it was just, awesome vibe. But it's becoming like Canberra here now. I was like, and that's a scary thought,
Sydney
really.
Sydney is the new Canberra. Well, let's talk about this article. Who wrote it and what was said?
Yeah, so he's like a chief executive of Freelancer.com.
Mm-hmm.
And he put this article up on LinkedIn, which is a pretty weird place to put an article, I would have thought. But, maybe this, some people use LinkedIn like Facebook, It's like their social media platform.
Good luck.
And it's had 200,000 readers in around 24 hours, global ranking of number one on LinkedIn, and the most read on Sydney's Reddit site. So he's had a lot of impressions, a lot of people are sharing it, all of my Facebook, like every single person's sharing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a massive article, like you said before, it's like 8,500 words, lots of...
It's a thesis.
Yeah, lots of graphs and images and references to, other articles. And he's really gone to town, and he's covered it all. And it's a good article in that, he's done his research and he's looked into it a lot, but then he gets a little bit narky.
Catty.
Yeah, a bit catty. He starts a bit of name-calling at some politicians and groups and stuff like that, and I don't think that's really necessary.
What's his argument? What's the crux of his argument? Because obviously, we know why these laws are brought in, because there was a few deaths from one-punch attacks in and around King's Cross, and I guess it got a lot of public furor around the kind of conditions, the kind of places that exist like King's Cross, and so they brought in these laws.
Yeah, well, perception was that crime was getting a bit out of control late at night in the city, particularly in summer when it's a bit warmer and there's more people out. And I guess a lot of figures were coming out sort of saying, well, this is getting to a point where we've got to do something about it. So, of course, Mike Baird clicked on these laws about 18 months ago and stuff changed pretty much overnight, All of a sudden, these venues who are getting, 6,000 people a night are getting 2,000 people a night. And this is what the article does. There's a lot of statistics in there about foot traffic, how many people are in certain precincts at certain times of the night, comparing 2010, or 2012, and 2015,
mm-hmm.
and all the numbers. And it was quite interesting. One here is from 2012 to 2015, it was recently reported that King's Cross foot traffic was down 84%.
84%, wow.
Mm. And as 42 bars, clubs and small businesses closed, as takings have fallen by 40% or more in those 42 bars, clubs and businesses. And foot traffic on Oxford Street is likewise down 82%. And that's already on top of a drop of 60%, which occurred from 2010 to 2012. So you could argue that Oxford Street's been sort of declining anyway.
Mm.
But King's Cross, has always been pretty much the hub of a nightlife. And it's not, I don't really go to King's Cross too often, but a lot of people from out of town,
especially young people as well, really
go to King's Cross because it's an attraction, But, now they're not going there. I think a lot of people now are choosing to go to places like Newtown. They'll be going to the casino because if there's no lockouts there, even down to Bondi, or some places where you can stay out till 3 or 4 in the morning and not be kicked out at, or forced to stay into a certain place at 1:30.
And is that what we're seeing? You're seeing not people, not going out as much or not drinking as much, it's just going, doing it in different areas.
And that's right. And that's what I think is happening here in Sydney. The habits are changing. And is it a bad thing? I mean, we used to have this culture, I guess, of staying out all night till the sun comes up, staggering home, barefoot, whatever. It's a pretty messy sort of, and a lot of people would do that. I remember doing that when I was younger as well.
Sure.
But now people are going out earlier. You might, on a Friday, you might start having a few drinks straight after work, 6 o'clock. by 10, 11 midnight, you're done, you know? Mm. People are headed home, and I think that's sort of what they're trying to do. They're trying to push people to go out earlier, not to stay out as late in ridiculous hours, maybe be less antisocial behaviour if people are home a bit earlier.
And I think one of the successes of these laws has been the dramatic drop in violence and alcohol-related violence. I mean, it's harder to dispute that.
Yes and no. Well, this article sort of says, yes, there does seem to be some figures that represent crime has dropped, but he says that crime in Sydney has been low anyway. Like he's basically citing figures saying that Sydney's crime is less than like these small towns in Switzerland and Germany. It's sort of, this article is throwing out the figures and the stats and stuff like that. But then I had a look on this same crime index that he's quoting in the article, and Sydney's crime figures are quite a bit higher than Melbourne or Brisbane or Canberra. But, you know, obviously Sydney is seen as higher crime in Australia than other places.
Yeah.
So maybe this is going to bring that back down a bit. But then another figure that comes out in the news this week, the Star Casino has doubled its amount of assaults. Since the lockout laws. Pretty much since the lockout laws came into effect, they used to have 3 or 4 assaults a month. Now they have 8 or 10.
Okay.
So, you know, it's pretty damning where you're just sort of shifting things around. So you can't just say, the lockout laws are working because that's happening here.
Are they working or just shifting the problem to other parts of Sydney? All right. Well, pretty interesting stuff. It's a big debate raging in Sydney at the moment. We've got a Twitter poll happening right now. If you want to get involved, love to know what you think about this debate. We are asking on Twitter at 2SER, have the Sydney lockout laws changed your social habits? There's 3 options. I go out earlier now, as Mick said, a lot of people are doing. I avoid the CBD altogether, or they don't affect me. So there's 3 options there. Love to know what you think. Hit us up on Twitter at 2SER is where to find us. Thank you very much, Mick.
No worries.